奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来分享圣经的道理。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, I share the teachings of the Bible with everyone.
我们请大家翻开路德记第二章。
Let's please all turn to Ruth chapter 2.
路德记第二章。
Ruth chapter 2.
我们请看第十二节。
Let us please look at verse 12.
路德记二章十二节。
Ruth 2, verse 12.
愿神照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠主以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。这句话是波阿斯对路德所讲的话。
This is something that Boaz said to Ruth.
因为路德他从摩押地随着他的婆婆拿俄米来到伯利恒。
Because Ruth followed her.A mother-in-law Naomi all the way to Bethlehem.
他现在定义要来跟随这位神，跟随他的婆婆来敬拜这位神了。
And now she's determined to worship this God with her mother-in-law.
那现在他回到这个粮食之仓，其实他面对的还是很实际的生活问题。
And now when she returned to the house of bread, she's still facing a practical issue.
这些生活上的这些。实际上面临的困难还是要去解决的。
And the problems we face in the world, in our surroundings, we still have to face them.
所以很出名的就是接下来路德就到田间去捡拾麦穗。
And what's very famous is later she went into the fields to glean.
那在这个过程当中，其实从圣经看来是充满神的默默的带领。
And from the Bible, we can see that in this situation, there was God.Quietly guiding.
这是路德他一开始他也不了解的。
This is something that Ruth didn't understand in the beginning.
因为在适当的时候，这个适当的人就出现。
Because at that time, when people needed to appear, they appeared.
对当时候路德来说，他其实也是受宠若惊，就是说他得到这么好的对待，很出乎他意料之外。
And at that time, Ruth really received really good treatment that was out of her expectation.
因为她自己也知道她本身是一个外邦女子。
Because she herself knew that she was a Gentile woman.
她本来不是以色列百姓，她在神的祝福的这些律法恩典底下，她是无关的。
And she was not originally an Israelite, pertaining to the promises of the chosen people, she had no part.
那现在到了第二章的地方，波阿斯给他讲的这句话很重要。
When it comes to chapter 2, Boaz says something really important to her.
那这句话其实应该是波阿斯自己本身他经历过的。
And what Boaz said should have been something that Boaz experienced himself.
所以我们今天晚上从这一节来看看，凡是愿意投靠在神翅膀底下人，必得赏赐。
And we'd like to study from here that all those who rely under the wing of the Lord will receive rewards.
我们可以从拿俄米来看。
We can see this from the perspective of Naomi.
也可以从路德的身上来看。
And we can also see this from the perspective of
Ruth. 也可以从波阿斯身上来看。
In addition to the perspective of Boaz.
对今天来说，我们每一个人都可以经历同样这一句神充满应许的话语。
For us today, we can all enter into the words that are full of the promises of God.
所以这个第二章其实第一章结束的时候就说明了他们回到伯利恒刚好是动手割大麦的时候。
And it says at the end of chapter 1 that it was in the beginning of the barley harvest when they came to Bethlehem.
所以这就是这个时间点他们要归回的这个时间其实是从神的安排来的。
This time that they are returning is actually from the plan of God.
那就是说我们有时候我们每一个人想要做一件什么事情，有时候这个为什么你在这个时间点底下，你想要做什么事情，好像我们自己选择，其实很多时候都是神默默在带领的。
Which is to say, sometimes it seems like we are deciding that we want to do such and such a thing, but God may quietly be guiding us.
所以其实我们如果一个人懂得要归向神，会敬畏神。神就是这样子默默在带领我们每一天的生活。
So if a person knows how to return to God, and to trust in God, then God will be quietly guiding us.
这个时候，拿俄米跟路德回来以后，第二章第一节特别先说明一个人叫做 波阿斯他是个大财主。
When Naomi and Ruth returned, it specifically mentions in chapter 2, verse 1, that there was a man named Boaz who was a very wealthy man.
那他是以利米勒的亲族。
And he's directly related to the family of Elimelech.
那从第二、第四章我们看到，以利米勒的家族在当时在伯利恒应该就只有两个亲属了。
And we see in chapter 4 that the relatives of Elimelech were only two in the city of Bethlehem.
好，那另外一个亲属就没有写他是什么名字。
And the other relative, there's no mention of his name.
因为我们如果看第四章哈。
Because if you look at chapter 4,
第四章看第四节。
If you look at verse 4 of chapter 4,
我们看第三节。
Verse 3, actually.
第三节、第四节。
3 and 4. Then he said to the close relative, Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, sold a piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. 4. And I thought to inform you, saying, buy it back in the presence of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am next after you. And he said, I will redeem it.
你看这里就很清楚地说明，他们当时候，以利米勒家族在伯利恒就剩下这两个至近的亲属，是应该对他们的家庭会有这个义务要去关心的。
So in Bethlehem, there were only two of these family members who were related to Elimelech that had the responsibility of caring for the family.
在第二章一开头就先说明这个亲属是波阿斯，是一个财主，是一个地主啊。
At the beginning of chapter 2, it says that this man was Boaz, a man of great wealth, and he was actually a landowner.
那第二节，他就这是路德他主动提出来向婆婆说，你容我往田间去拾取麦穗啊。我蒙谁的恩，我就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。
And in verse 2, Ruth proactively tells Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor.
他们现在回到这个伯利恒来，什么都没有了。
When they returned to Bethlehem, they had nothing.
因为十几年过去了，他们的这个家产基本上应该都至少有，如果田地也是荒废，他也没有什么收成的。
Because tens of years have passed, and if they had land, then it should already be desolate and have no harvest.
那现在路德她是一个很勤劳、很有爱心的媳妇啊。
And Ruth was a hardworking and loving daughter-in-law.
所以她很主动地提出，她应该是要负起这个生活的责任。
And so she actively brought up that she should be responsible for their means of living.
那她提出要去田间捡麦穗，拿米就说女儿啊，你只管去。
So when they went to the fields to pick up the grains, then Naomi said to her, "Go, my daughter."
所以你看这个婆婆啊，她就让这个媳妇出去自己去走走看啊，先去绕一下。
So you see, this mother-in-law allowed her daughter-in-law to go and take a look and walk around.
这个婆婆的做法，我们到最后的时候，我们看到我们要学习要怎么做长辈了。
From the example of this mother-in-law, we can learn how to be the ones of the older generation.
那第三节，那个路德他去了，他说就恰好来到了这个波阿斯的那块田里了。
In verse 3, she went and it says she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz.
然后第四节又说，这个时候波阿斯也正好从伯利恒来到这个他的这个大麦的田里面。来问候这些收割的人。
And in verse 4, it also says that Boaz happened to come from Bethlehem and to be speaking to the reapers.
你就看到都是刚刚好。
You see that everything was just right.
第一章的二十二节是刚回来的时候，刚好是动手割大麦的时间。
In chapter 1:22, it says that the time was exactly at the beginning of harvest.
路德她是一个外邦女子，回来在这里人生地不熟，也不知道要去哪里捡拾麦穗，就这么刚好。来到了伯阿斯的那块田里。
Ruth, a Gentile woman who is not from that land and is not familiar, just happened to go to the field of Boaz.
伯阿斯有那么多块田，他是一个大财主，他有很多工人，可能都同时在收割那个谷物。
Boaz has so much land. He is a great and wealthy landowner, and he has so many people who are reaping.
但是也就这么刚好，他在这个时候也来到了路德所在捡拾麦穗的那块田里了。
But it just so happened that he came to the field where Ruth was picking up the grains.
有这几次的刚好， 就带出了这么多有趣的故事跟可以很有丰盛道理的这些教训。
And just these few times, it can bring about such an interesting story and stories that are filled with many teachings.
那所以你看，我们今天愿意回转归向神的人。
So for the people who are willing to turn back to God,
当我们愿意来跟随这位神来住在他的国里面的人
，Once we are people who are willing to follow God and live in His kingdom,
我们就会感受到其实神都在默默的带领我们的脚步。
Then we'll realize that God, in fact, is quietly leading our footsteps.
神他都没有出声音，也没有做什么。
God never made a sound and didn't do anything.
但是就是这么刚好的每一件事情就这样安排的恰到好处。
But it just happened that everything was arranged that it was in such a coincidence.
所以神的恩眷第一件事情说神在我们的每一个生活里面默默带领我们的脚步是我们要去察觉的。
Something that we have to examine first is God quietly guiding our footsteps in our lives.
那这样的一件事情我们从有信仰的角度要去思想这就是神的恩典。
And this kind of thing, from the perspective of faith, we have to think of it as God's grace.
不信神的人，他们就说这是恰巧，这个就是刚好碰上了。
And people who don't believe will say that this is only coincidence and it just happened to be.
但是我们今天看到这件事情，就知道这个就是神的祝福。
But for us, we know it's not chance, and we know that this is the blessing of God.
我们在我们的生活当中一定会碰到有一些劣势的情况，事情就刚刚好发生了。
In our lives, we may encounter similar situations where it seems that things just happen to coincidentally occur.
这个时候我们会不会去感谢神，然后去思想神为什么让这件事情刚好发生呢？
At this time, will we thank God and also think about how come God let this happen?
我们如果敬畏神，我们就会去思想，然后去体会神的恩典。
If we fear God, then we will think about it and experience the grace of God.
好，第二点。
Second,
我们现在来看看这个路德他所现在得到神的恩待。
After Ruth has received the grace of God,
那波阿斯他现在刚好来到这个田里面，然后他就问候他的这些工人。
Boaz happened to come to the field and he asked his reapers.
他也问一下，那是谁的哪一家的女子
？He asked, "Whose young woman is this?"
发现说，这个就是从摩押地回来的跟拿俄米回来的这个摩押女子了。
And they realized, and then it was reported that this is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi.
那他们就跟他报告，那个路德从早到如今应该是快要中午的时候都是一直努力工作的人。
And so they reported that from the morning all the way to the afternoon, Ruth has been a very hardworking person.
所以这一件事情就是四节到第七节就描述他们相遇的这个过程。
From verse 4 to 7,It talks about what happened and the whole process.
那个现在遇到了以后，现在波阿斯呢，从第八节开始，他就去跟路德讲话。
And then starting in verse 8, Boaz wants to talk to Ruth.
那波阿斯他对路德是说，第八节啊，他说：“女儿啊，你听我说，你不要往别人田里去拾取麦穗，不要离开这里，要常常跟我的使女们在一起。”
In verse 8, he says to her, "You will listen, my daughter, will you not?Do not go to clean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young woman."
这个是一个他跟他讲话的时候，他就主动的提出这样的一个 offer 啊，就是说你就不要去别的地方捡，你就留在这里。
And so Boaz proactively offered her to not go and clean in another field, but to stay by his young women.
这是他主动给予的。
This is something he proactively gave.
因为他已经听过那个路德他这个故事。
Because he had already heard the story of Ruth.
那当时候那个波阿斯所给予他的第九节是说，我的仆人在哪块田里收割，你就跟着他们。我已经特别吩咐仆人不可以欺负你，你若渴了也可以喝仆人打的水啊。
And in verse 9, he says to her, "Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you?"
那所以你看这个时候路德他所得到的赏赐，现在他做梦都没有想到的。
And so here, the gifts that Ruth received are not even imaginable or dreamed by her.
现在这个有钱的人呢，他主动提供给他这么一个好机，他以后不需要再去其他地方去找拾取麦穗的田了，他不用再去花时间精神到自己去寻找，就是跟着这个就对了。
And he's giving her such a wonderful offer to not have to go to other places to glean for grain and to just follow in this field.
这里特别这个主人已经说了。他在这里可以得到保护，不会被欺负了。
He already says that she will be protected here and not be abused.
在这里，他也可以有水可以喝了。
And in that place, she will also have water to drink.
以前的人出门要去工作，一定要带水的。
Back then, when people went to work, they had to bring water.
那所以对他来说，这个就是他碰到这个人，他也不知道他是谁啊，他只知道说这个人很好。对路德来说了。
For Ruth, she didn't meet him before, but she just knows that he's a good person.
所以第十节他就说，我是外邦人，你怎么蒙你的恩呢？这么样的顾恤我呢？
So in verse 10, she says, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me since I'm a foreigner?"
这个人很贴心呢。
This person is so considerate.
他知道一个外邦女子在这个，他来到一个新的地方，他很多地方很多事情会觉得很有压力，因为人生地不熟。
He knows that a foreigner, a Gentile girl, coming to a place that she's not familiar with, she would have a lot of pressure.
他也知道可能会被欺负的。
He also knows that she may be taken advantage of.
所以就特别吩咐他的仆人不可以欺负他。
And so he specifically told his servants not to mistreat her.
那这个欺负有时候不是实际上说被人家打，或者就是肉体上受伤。
And this mistreating might not necessarily be being hit by other people, which is a physical suffering.
其实是话语上的。
But in fact, in words.
你看第十六节，你就会发现呢。
If you look at verse 16, you'll realize.
最怕就是有时候我们在言语上被伤害了。
What we are most afraid of is being hurt in words.
就是有时候被人家嘲笑啊。
Which is to be mocked and laughed by others.
有时候就是人家会讲一些很不好听的话来去侮辱啊。
And some people will say mean things to offend you.
那这个时候，所以他现在在路德，他得到这个保护。
And so Ruth has received this protection.
他本来也许有这个担心，但是现在这里他可以放心了。
And perhaps she originally had these worries, but now she doesn't have to worry.
第十一节，波阿斯就回答说了。
In verse 11, Boaz replies.
他说：“你丈夫死后，你向婆婆所行的，你离开父母跟本地，来到素不认识的民中，这些事情人都告诉我了。”
Verse 11, it has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and have come to a people whom you did not know before.
就是说，路德他这个好的爱心，他这个关心他的家庭这样的一个德性，已经变成一个好名声，很多人都知道。
Which is to say that this love that Ruth has, the care for her family, has become a good reputation for her and many people have known it.
但是最重要就是她是那个外邦女子，而且是寡妇。
But more importantly is that she is a foreign woman and she is a widow.
她现在愿意离开她的本族本乡，来跟随婆婆一个寡妇，另外一个寡妇，来到一个素不认识的民里面来生活。
She is willing to leave her homeland, herself as a widow and also her mother-in-law as a widow, to go to a place that she is not familiar with.
她在第一章的第十六节所讲的那一段话，一定是让人家印象非常深刻的。
And what she said in chapter 1, verse 16 is something that will leave a deep impression on people.
因为她已经定义要跟随她的婆婆来敬拜这位神。
Because she has resolved to follow her mother-in-law to worship this God.
这就是对神的信靠。
And this is a reliance on God.
那这些事情，她说波阿斯都听到。
These things, it says, that Boaz heard.
所以出于信心的这个好的德性一定会变成一个很重要的标志了。
So the good reputation of faith became an important standard.
所以我们一个人到底能够留下给后代的子孙什么呢？
So what can people leave for the next generation?
别人会记得我们什么事呢？
What kind of things will people remember us by?
别人大概不会记得说我们 读了什么学校，
probably,
哪一个名校毕业的。
Probably people won't remember what kind of school you graduated from if it was a famous school.
别人大概也不会记得你生前的时候曾经住过什么豪宅。
And people will probably not remember where you lived before.
开过什么好车。
What kind of nice cars that you've driven before.
真的，一个人他最后会留下来的，就是他在这个世上曾经有过的美好的信心的德性。
What will be left behind is that the person in this world used to have a very good faith.
他是怎么样爱关心别人的
？How they cared for other people.
他是怎么样对神展现出他的那个信心的
？How they manifested their faith to God.
最后都会被留下来，被传颂。
And in the end, it will be left and spoken of.
这个其实才是最尊贵、真值得的。有价值的。
And this is actually the most precious and most valuable.
所以其实当时候路德还活着，他的这些好的行为已经在这个伯利恒当中就流传了。
And when Ruth was alive, all of these good actions were left and being spread about.
所以现在波阿斯对路德说
，And so Boaz says to Ruth,
愿神照你所行的赏赐你。第十二节
，In verse 12, that the Lord repay your work and a full reward be given you.
你现在愿意来投靠主以色列的神。
Right now, you are ready to call upon the Lord God of Israel.
你现在来躺在神的翅膀底下。
Right now, you are resting under the wings of the Lord.
愿神让你满得赏赐。
It says that may the Lord give you a full reward.
在这个神的恩赐翅膀底下，他是平安的。
Under the wings of grace of God, she has peace.
他是可以得到饱足的。
She can receive fullness.
他是可以很放心的在这边知道神会照顾了。
She can be very confident that God will take care of her here.
所以这是波阿斯给他讲了一句很重要的祝福的话。
This is an important word of blessing that Boaz gave her.
因为我们不知道路德他跟着拿米回来伯利恒的时候，他对神有多少认识，我们还不知道。
Because we still don't know how much she knew about God when she came back with Naomi.
但是这一句从波阿斯口中所讲出来的话语
，But these words that came out of the mouth of Boaz.
就是给他一个非常直接了当的一个证据。
This gives her a very clear, proof.
因为这句话是从这一个很有爱心的，看起来是陌生人，但是又财主的人口中所讲出来的话语。
Because it comes from a person who seems to have a very good heart and who is also very rich.
因为当时候路德还不知道波阿斯的身份，他只知道这个人是很有爱心。
And at that time, Ruth didn't know the status of Boaz. She just knew that he was a very loving person.
他讲了这个话，让路德真的非常的窝心呢。
What he said really touched Ruth.
第十三节
，verse 13.
第十三节说，路德说：“我主啊，愿在你眼前蒙恩。我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用这慈爱的话安慰我的心。”
13. Let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants.
我们这里就看到说，当我们如果会主动的跟人家说出那个安慰的话、慈爱的话，对这个听者来说，真的是非常感动的。
And we see that if we are able to say loving and compassionate words, then to the hearer, it will be very touching.
这是为什么我们在讲话的时候一定要讲一些祝福的话。
Which is why when we speak, we have to say some words of blessing.
我想当时候波阿斯他其实应该也不知道说到底路德真的是过什么样的日子嘛。
And so at that time, Boaz shouldn't have known what kind of life Ruth was going through.
但知道说他一定是贫穷的了。
He knew that she should have been poor.
因为要来捡麦穗一定是没有收成的人。
Because those who are gleaning in the fields should be people who do not have their own harvest.
他就讲了这些提供给他他能够提供的他生活上的需要。
And so he said the words that he can provide things for her in her living.
然后给他祝福。
And then he blessed her.
然后愿神让他满得赏赐。
And also to bless her that God will give her a full reward.
也是等于是在赞赏他这样一个对神的信心。
Which is to also to praise her for her faith.
接下去的第十四节
follows in verse 14.
到吃饭的时候，吃午饭的时候
，during the time of meal，
你要主动的提供那个食物给他。
He specifically provided some food for her.
而且是一定是吃饱还有剩下。
And after eating, she still had leftovers.
也就是说，他是很大方的，提供给他很多东西的。
Which means that he was very generous and gave her a lot of things.
我们慢慢看就看到这个波阿斯这个人呢、啊，是充满爱心，真的是很慷慨的财主。
If we look at this slowly, we'll see that he is a person that's full of love, a rich person full of love.
然后接下去十五节、十六节，你就看到波阿斯怎么样吩咐他的仆人来照顾路德，而且不可以羞辱他，不可以伺候他。
And in verse 15 to 16, we can see how he commanded his men to treat her, to not reproach her, and to not rebuke her.
所以我们看到，从这一段，从第八节以后，我们看到路德他现在来投靠神的翅膀底下，他得到什么赏赐？
And so, starting in verse 8 of chapter 2, what kind of rewards did Ruth receive after going under the wing of the Lord?
你看神让他安排他见到认识的这个有爱心的大财主。
We see that God had planned for her to come and know this very rich person.
神为他准备了以后他生活的步调，他不需要再东张西望的去找一些什么样的田来捡麦穗了。
God already prepared everything for her that she didn't have to go and search in other fields for grain to pick up.
神提供给他生活上需要了。
God provided all the things she needed in her life.
所以她只要捡麦穗，她只要愿意去付出，她就一定不会饿肚子的。她生活有着落的。
She only needed to pick up grains and put forth the effort, and she wouldn't have to worry.
不但可以吃饱，还有剩余。
Not only would she be able to eat till she was full, she would have leftovers.
所以她的婆婆也一定可以饱足。
And so her mother-in-law would also indeed be satiated.
所以她的生活所需，神为她提供。
And so all of the needs in her life, God provided for her.
接下来神又提供给她保护了。
Afterwards, God also provided protection for her.
你看这个人主动的提供这么好的这个机会，而且还给她一个特别的保证，别人不可以欺负你。
This person gave her such a good opportunity and also guaranteed that nobody could harm her.
即使她有一些什么不太恰当的作为，也不可以去羞辱她，或者是去斥喝她。
And no matter what happens, people could not reproach and rebuke her.
然后还提供说，你现在就跟着我的使女到这里来，你不需要到别的地方去了。
And he also says, just follow my young women, and you don't have to go anywhere else.
好，然后他接下去又给他讲了很多安慰的话语。
And then it follows that he said many words of comfort to her.
赞赏他的信心。
Praised her faith.
所以他所得到的赏赐，真的是他的。生活层面的，他的精神层面的，他的对神的信靠的灵性上的，都得到照顾了。
And so she received God's taking care of and blessing in the physical sense, in the mental sense, and also in the spiritual sense.
因为波阿斯所讲出来的话，让他觉得说，今天他来投靠这个神，真的是没有问题，非常放心，而且很有恩典的。
Because the things that Boaz said to her made her feel that she didn't have to worry about anything and that she was also very blessed.
让她的信心更增强了。
It allowed her faith to be even stronger.
这是神提供给路德的赏赐。
And this is the gift that God gave to Ruth.
那这些东西其实都是我们今天很实际的我们的需要。
And these in fact are practical things that we also need today.
所以你看波阿斯他能够讲出这样一句祝福的话，其实波阿斯本身他就是这样在做的，他就是有这个体验的。
For Boaz to be able to say these things is because he's also doing these things and he has his own experiences.
我们现在来看看波阿斯。
Let's now take a look at Boaz.
他本身就是投靠在神的翅膀底下得福的人。
He himself is a person who takes refuge under the wings of the Lord.
你看第一节一开头就说波阿斯是个大财主。
We see in verse 1 it says that Boaz is a man of great wealth.
但是他的财富怎么来的？
But how did his wealth come about?
其实他的财富是从敬畏神开得来的。
And in fact, his wealth comes from fearing the Lord.
那这个波阿斯是怎样敬畏神的？
How does this Boaz fear the Lord?
你看他从他的嘴巴开始的。
It starts from his mouth.
他第一章的第四节啊，第二章第四节。
Verse 4, chapter 2.
他来到田间，他对他收割的人就说：“愿神与你们同在。”
When Boaz came to Bethlehem, he said to his reapers, "The Lord be with you."
然后他的仆人哈，他的这些收割人就跟他说，回答说，愿神赐福给你。
And his reaper said to him, "The Lord bless you."
你看，我们看到这个财主跟他这个收割的工人之间的那个关系有多好。
We see that this master to his servants has such a great relationship.
所以他这个财富其实不是自己去积存然后去争取而有的啦。
And so this rich man isn't only a person who accumulated his wealth himself and kept proposing things.
其实这个财主本身，你看他就是懂得敬畏神的。
In fact, his fortune comes from knowing how to fear God.
他对他的这些工人非常的恩待。
He was very gracious to his workers.
他先祝福他的这些工人。
He first blessed his
workers. 愿神与你们同在。
Saying, "May the Lord be with you."
然后这些工人呢，反过来祝福他，愿神赐福给你。
The workers replied back, "The Lord bless you."
哇，所以他像他的工人跟他的关系哈，就好像不知道，就好像感觉像教会的人这样。
So the relationship between him and his workers is almost like if they're church people.
哇，他们就是一个很敬畏，彼此之间都很敬畏神，都是用神的道理在互相对待。
They are people who between themselves fear God and they treat each other with grace.
然后我们看波阿斯这个人在第十二节，他对路德说：“愿神照你所行的赏赐你。”
And we see again in verse 12 that he says, "The Lord repay your work and give you a full reward to Ruth."
那这个都是祝福。
And these are all blessings.
哦，所以其实我们看到波阿斯这个人，他不但有爱心，他很体贴关心人。
So we see this person Boaz not only does he love me, but he's considerate.
他又是开口都是祝福人的。
And when he opens his mouth, he only blesses people.
他的心跟他的口都是把这个神的道理活出来的人。
His heart and his mouth shows that he is a person who lives out the word.
哦，那所以你看他这些财富的得到，其实真的是都是照他的仆人所说的，是神赐给他的。
So all the things that he received according to his workers are his blessings and gifts from God.
我们从第三章第四章也看到波阿斯这个人哦，做人很正直，很圣洁。
From chapter 3 and chapter 4, we see that him as a person, he is upright and holy.
啊，又是很公义的。
He's also righteous.
他知道那个律法的规矩。
He knows the procedure of the law.
他凡事就照着神的律法来。
And all things he does according to the law of God.
哦，所以你看他这个在第三四章里面所表现出来的，就是说这个人很正直。
So we see in chapter 3 and 4, this person is very upright.
那他也一定可以体会到，当我们愿意照神的律法去遵行，能够愿意遵行神的话语，一定得赏赐。
And you could definitely experience that if we behave according to the law of God, then we will definitely receive rewards.
这是他对路德祝福的话吗？
These are the words of blessing to
Ruth. 愿神照你所行的赏赐你。
May the Lord reward you according to what you've done.
他自己就是照神的话在实行的人。
He himself is also a person who acts according to the law of God.
他现在其实正在得到神的赏赐。
And at that time, he was receiving the gift and blessing of God.
哦，所以他有这样一个对神的信靠，也得到神的祝福。他对他对路德所讲的话就是这么样的有力。
And so he is a person who relies on God and is blessed, and so that's why his words are also very powerful.
对，然后他也了解，当一个人愿意投靠神的时候，真的他的恩典不断。
And he realizes that when a person relies on God, then their blessings will not end.
我们所敬拜的这位神绝对不会让我们失望的。
This God that we worship will not let us be disappointed.
哦，所以你看他的财富的累积啊，真的是神的祝福。
And so we see his accumulation of wealth is the blessing of God.
啊，他累积这财富要做什么？
Why is he accumulating this?
就是要去帮助神这些造神的律法，去帮助那些可怜的人。
According to the law of God, he is to help the people who are pitiful.
就是造神说的那个穷人跟富人相遇的时候，这个就是这个富有人要去实行爱心，去遵行神的律法的时候了。
That when there are poor people, and women that need help.
就是穷人跟富有的人。相遇
pertaining to the relationship between poor people and rich people, the rich people should be helping them.
所以波阿斯他知道他自己从神得到的财富，应该要去帮助这些贫困的人。
And so Boaz knows that the riches he's received from God is supposed to be used to help the people who are in need.
哦，所以你看他得到神的赏赐，这个我们一看就知道，这个人本来就应该是要这样子，神不偏待人的。
And so he already knows that he should be like this, and God does not show favoritism.
而且我们看到，一般有的富有人哦，满脑子想的都是钱呢、啊。
And we see that typically people who are rich, all they think about is money.
想的都是眼睛里面看到都是那个 dollar sign 啊。
And all they see in their eyes is dollar signs.
所以惯性的大部分就是只是这些能够赚钱的机会。
And so all they care about are opportunities to make money.
但是你看这个波阿斯哦，他现在专听到了那个道理啊消息，他所关注的是什么呢？
But what is Boaz paying attention to?
他关注就是他听到某某人的好的行为。
He pays attention to the good behavior of certain people.
所以你看他眼中所看到的都是人本身。
And so what he's actually seeing are the people themselves.
看到这个人可怜。
He sees, oh, this person should be pitied.
他生活贫困。
They have a poor life.
所以他主动提供。
And so he'll proactively provide for them.
他知道这个人可能会被欺负。
He knows that this person will probably be mistreated.
所以他主动告诉他的仆人说：“你不可以欺负他们。”
So he proactively tells his servants not to mistreat them.
就看到这个人的心真的是很在意神的吩咐的。
So we see this person's heart really cares about the commands of God.
那他这样做，他一定得到神的赏赐。
If he behaves in this way, then he certainly will receive the reward of God.
所以你看他的这个，我们从第二章开始看到他整个这个过程，他真的是非常的非常的。蒙福了。
So in chapter 2 we see this process and he is certainly a very blessed person.
那神也让他真的是得到他应该得到的。
And God also allows him to receive what he should receive.
你看到第四章我们看波阿斯他是坐在城门口的。
We see that in chapter 4, Boaz is sitting at the gates.
他可以从本城的长老里面去选十个人出来为他这件事。要赎这个产业的事情做见证。
He can take 10 men from the elders to make a testimony for what he's doing.
你就知道说他不但是一个财主，他在当时候在伯利恒这个城里面应该是蛮有声望、蛮有地位的人。
Not only we can see that he is a wealthy man, but that he also had quite some status in the city of Bethlehem.
其实这些都是神给他的。
In fact, these are all things that God gave him.
那我们知道他这样一个正直人，当他是。可以做决定的时候，他的决定一定是不会得罪神的。
Oh, I know that such a righteous person, when they make a decision, their decision would not sin against God.
所以他也被众人所尊重了。
And they are also, he is also revered by all the people.
所以从神来的赏赐
，He's respected by all the people, and so all the rewards that come from God.
我们如果从波阿斯的这个身上来看呢
？If we look at them from Boaz,
你看他神让他的事业更好。
God allowed his work to prosper.
因为他投靠在神翅膀底下，他知道要怎么样照神的律法来对待这些贫困的人。
Because he took refuge under the wings of God, and he knew how to take care of people who were pitiful and sad.
那所以你看他这个人际关系就非常的融洽和谐。
So we see his interpersonal relationships were very good.
所以你看，当我们人跟人之间的关系如果处得很好的时候
，Once our interpersonal relationships are very good,
我们发现说，我们活在这个世上就很觉得很喜乐。
We'll feel that it's very joyful to live here.
看到每个人都是看到别人的优点。
That when we see other people, we see their good points.
那开口的都是祝福的话语。
When we open our mouths, those are words of blessing.
那表示我们的心是很平静的，我们是很满足的。
It represents that our hearts are calm and that we are satisfied.
一个人如果一开口都是讲一些骂人的话
，If a person who opens his mouth only speaks words,
那所看到的都是在挑毛病的
，And all they see, they are just pointing out all of the problems.
那就知道他这个人的心就是基本上是不满足、没喜乐的。
Then we know that this person's heart is not satisfied and doesn't have joy.
好，所以神给一个人的赏赐，今天我们愿意投靠神、遵行神的吩咐，一定得到心里的满足跟平安。
So today, when we're willing to rely on God, and to receive His help, then we will receive peace in our hearts and also satisfaction.
那我们的事业其实神会祝福的。
And in fact, God will also help us in our work.
那我们也会在世人面前得到应该有的尊重。
And among the people in the world, we will receive their respect.
所以众人就会去尊重波阿斯，不是因为他是财主。
And people will respect Boaz not only because he is a rich person.
我们真的可以看出，这个人波阿斯这种人，如果来选，他一定选上的。就我们现在这个社会了。
In the society, if he were to be in an election, he would definitely be elected.
因为他这么有爱心
，because he is so he
has such a loving
heart and he reveres God.
在当时候的社会里面
，in the society at that time,
很自然的，他就是被尊崇的。
Very naturally, he will be respected.
这个都是在神的恩赐底下，他得到了赏赐。
And he received these rewards under the grace of God.
那这些神给他的赏赐，并不会让他败坏的。
And these rewards from God would not corrupt him.
而是让他真的可以 将从神得到的，然后再来去帮助那些需要的。
But they allowed them to take what he received to help those who are poor.
那我们再来看看这个拿俄米。
And now let's look at Naomi.
拿俄米本身，她也懂得要来投靠神的翅膀底下的。
Naomi herself knew how to take refuge under the Lord's wings.
她之前，他们曾经犯过错。
Before they had committed wrong.
他们从这个神的应许的地方跑到外邦地去了。
They went from the promised land of God to a foreign land.
到那个地方，她受苦了。
In that place, she suffered.
她所爱的人都死了。
People she loved died.
那其实神让她归回。
And in fact, God allowed her to return.
神让她归回的时候，她其实拿俄米回来的时候，其实不是空空的回来的。
And when Naomi, when God allowed her to return, she returned not empty-handed.
她只是觉得她自己空空，好像什么都没有了。
She just felt that she was empty and she had nothing.
其实她带回来一个很好的媳妇。
In fact, she brought back with her a very good daughter-in-law.
她有这个媳妇比七个儿子还好。
To have this daughter-in-law is better than having seven sons.
其实她是赚到了。
In fact, she had really profited.
只是她不知道，她那时候还不知道她这个媳妇多宝贵。
But she just didn't know at the time how precious this daughter-in-law
was. 所以第四章，第四章的第十五节。
And so in chapter 4, verse 15.
这是他们当时候拿俄米那些朋友，他们对路德共同的看法。
This is the perspective of Naomi's friends, pertaining to Ruth.
第十五节。
Verse 15. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him.
现在路德他生了一个儿子以后。
After Ruth had a child.
那他们说这个儿子会让你的精神归回，就是让你的精神这样又好像变年轻起来。
They said that this son that Ruth had would restore her life and
他要奉养你的老
and would nourish her in her old age.
成为你的依靠啦。
And will become your reliance.
然后呢，因为这个孩子是你所爱的爱慕你的那个儿妇所生的啦。
Because the son was born of the daughter-in-law that loves you.
你这个媳妇是很爱你的。
This daughter-in-law really loves you.
你有这个媳妇比有七个儿子还好。
Having this daughter-in-law is better than having seven sons.
所以其实当初拿俄米从摩押地回来的时候，她其实带着一个宝贝回来的。
And so in fact, Naomi came from Moab with a very precious one.
所以当她愿意回归来投靠再次投靠在神的翅膀底下的时候
，So when she was willing to return back under the wings of the Lord,
神把她这个好媳妇让她带回来。
God allowed her to bring back this wonderful daughter-in-law.
这个好媳妇首先就负起要奉养她的这个生活责任。
And this daughter-in-law took on the responsibility of providing for the family.
那所以你看，现在路德把他的所捡的大麦带回来以后。
And so after Ruth brought back the barley,
第二章十九节
in chapter 2, verse
19, 婆婆就问她说，你今天在哪里拾取麦穗？
Mother-in-law asked her, where have you gleaned today?
她说，愿那个连续女人得福。
Blessed be the one who took notice of you.
这个拿俄米也是一开口就祝福了。
From the, when Naomi opened her mouth, she immediately blessed her.
然后路德就把今天所发生的事情都告诉他了。
And then Ruth told her everything that happened that day.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
拿俄米就对俄物说，愿那人蒙神赐福，因为他不断地恩待活人使人。
Blessed be he of the Lord, who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead.
他听到了路德所描述的这个细节以后，他就再一次的祝福这个人。
After she heard the message of Ruth, she again blessed the person.
因为他知道波阿斯是谁。
Because she knew who Boaz was.
他是我们本族人，是一个至近的亲属。
He is a relative of ours.
所以你看，因为从这一句话，我们就知道这个波阿斯这个人本身对他的亲戚这些亲属都是很好的。
And so we know that Boaz himself is actually very kind to his relatives.
所以恩待活人使人，意思是说，人活着的时候，或者是人死了以后，他对他的亲属都是非常的照顾。
Being kind to the living and the dead means that he will take care of his relatives.
包括他这个。他这个以利米勒这些儿子也死了，但是他还是这么恩待的这个寡妇。
Including since Elimelech and his sons had died, he was still so gracious to the widows.
所以你看他也是，你看拿俄米也是开口就祝福。
And so Naomi blessed when she opened her mouth.
好，那路德又跟他说。
And then Ruth also said to her.
这是波阿斯的吩咐，他说你要警醒跟随我的仆人 慈禧麦穗啊，只等到他们收完了我的庄稼。
Ruth the Moabitess said, He also said to you, You shall stay close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest.
然后接下来，拿俄米就跟这个路德说了。
And then Naomi continued to say to Ruth,
他说你只有真的要跟着他的仆人啊，他的使女出去，不要叫人遇见你到别的田间，这才为好。
It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, and that people do not meet you in any other field.
他就给路德一个非常清楚的指示。
And he gave Ruth a very clear direction.
你看路德他现在回来把波阿斯讲的话再讲一次给拿俄米听。
You see that Ruth again spoke the words of Boaz to Naomi.
拿俄米就给他一个指示。
And then Naomi gave her an instruction.
你要照波阿斯所讲的话去做。
Do as Boaz says.
因为他知道。波阿斯所讲的话是什么意思、啊、
？Because she knew what Boaz said meant.
那对当时候路德来说
，And so for Ruth at that time,
她还不知道什么是自尽心死是什么意思，这要干什么
？She still didn't know the meaning of all this.
那所以我们现在看拿俄米呢，她身为一个长辈、啊、
，And so Naomi is one of the older generation.
她得到神的祝福是怎么得到的
？How did she receive the blessing of God?
她现在有这个好的媳妇、啊、
She now had this wonderful daughter.
我们看到二章一开头。当这个媳妇要出去捡麦穗的时候
，We see at the very beginning of chapter 2 when the daughter-in-law went out to go glean the fields.
那个拿俄米都没有多说什么话，她只是说女儿，你去吧。
Naomi didn't say much, just go, my daughter.
哦，那表示说，哎，你自己去走走看，你自己先去试试看吧。哦，到哪里去捡麦穗，你去用你自己先闯一闯。
Which means, why don't you go out first and see where you can get grain and test it out?
她出去的时候，这个时候神的带领就出现，让他就刚好跑到伯阿斯的田间去。
When she went out, then the guidance of God came, and she happened to go to Boaz's field.
所以这个做婆婆的，她并没有一开始就要控制她的媳妇，你要做什么，你要做什么。
So this mother-in-law was not very controlling in the beginning, saying that you have to do this or that.
她知道懂得要尊重她的这个媳妇。
She knew how to respect her daughter-in-law.
好，这个媳妇出去。真的得到神的祝福，他现在把这个消息带回来的。
When this daughter-in-law went out, then she found the blessing.
那现在这个做婆婆的
，and then for the one who is the mother-in-law,
她现在已经看到这个神的带领。
She saw the guidance of God.
所以她现在给她一个指示。
And so now she gave her an instruction.
你现在不要往别人的田间里面去捡麦穗了。
Now do not go among the other fields to pick up grain.
哦，这才是好的。
This is what's right.
所以。做长辈的，他就是给这个晚辈一个很清楚的指示，什么是好的。
Being one of the older generation, she gives a clear instruction of what's good.
他这个好，因为他这样一讲以后，真的路德就照着波阿斯所讲的，就跟着他的使女到处去捡麦穗而已，他就不会跑到别人田间里面去了。
Saying this, then Ruth would not go to other fields, but only stay in Boaz's.
那因为婆婆有给他这样的一个吩咐，这是一个就是事情就是应该这样子的。
Because the mother-in-law gives such a command, it's as if that's how things should be.
所以你看他得到神的祝福，我们也看到拿俄米本身，他也是都是祝福，都是讲好话的。
There's the receiving of blessing here, and we see that Naomi herself also said words of blessing.
她是懂得尊重她的晚辈，她的媳妇的。
She knows how to respect her daughter-in-law, the next generation.
她也知道要扮演她的角色，就是要给这个晚辈一个很清楚的指示，什么是好事。
She knows how to play her role, which is to say what's good and to give a good instruction.
那就这样子，你看她这个婆媳之间就非常和谐。
And then through this, then we see a harmonious relationship
between them. 到二十三节啊。
And so in verse 23,
像他们这样子婆媳一起生活，直到收完大麦小麦以后，路德仍然与婆婆同住。
So she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to clean until the end of the barley harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law.
有时候，你看这个晚辈长辈这两代之间要一起住，有时候住一段时间可以啊，住久了就开始吵架，然后就分了。
We see that usually the older and younger generation they may live together for a while.But then, after living together for a long time, they may get in arguments and then divide.
但是这里特别是强调路德仍然跟婆婆同住。
But then here it says Ruth dwelt with her mother-in-law.
对拿俄米来说
，For Naomi,
其实她有路德同住，这个就是神的赏赐。
To have Ruth living with her is the reward of God.
她真的得到一个陪伴呢、啊。
She received a companion.
这个媳妇哦，并没有嫌她老啰嗦。
Daughter-in-law did not find her to be old or annoying.
因为她知道她的角色，她应该讲什么话语。
Because she knows her role and what she should say.
该说的话就说，不要不要说太多。
When she should say something, she will say it, and when she shouldn't, she won't
say too much. 一说的时候就是祝福的话语，就是指导的话语就好。
When the mother-in-law speaks, it is words of instruction or words of blessing.
啊，真的神就给她祝福。
And indeed, God blessed her.
这个媳妇就一直跟她同住。
This daughter-in-law kept living with her.
啊，所以其实后来他们捡了很多麦穗，他们生活其实应该没有缺乏了。
And so in fact, they picked up a lot of grains, and they had no lack in their lives.
但是这个路德这个媳妇哈，她很忠实的。
But this Ruth, this daughter-in-law, she was very loyal.
我们从第三章就发现哦，那有个特质啊。
From chapter 3, we see that she had a special characteristic.
在这个时候，看起来应该有很多人想要去追求路德。
At this time, it seems that many people want to pursue Ruth.
但是路德他都没有动心的。
But Ruth did not really make a move.
不可能会把婆婆留下来。
She would never ditch her mother-in-law.
所以不管少年人或者是贫户，他都没有跟随。
So no matter if it's young people, she would not follow anybody.
就是一直跟着她的婆婆。
She kept following her mother-in-law.
这个婆婆真的是得到神的赏赐。
And this mother-in-law truly received the word of God.
她有这么好的媳妇陪伴，她比有七个孩子还好。
She had such a wonderful daughter-in-law to be her companion. It's better than seven children.
所以我们看到第二章的十二节，这里所讲的这句话，就是这整章的重点。
And so chapter 2 verse 12. Says the main point of this whole chapter.
让我们一起都靠着信心来投靠在神的翅膀底下。
Let us all together have faith to be under the wings of God.
让神成为我们的避难所。
To allow God to be our refuge.
让我们愿意来遵行神的吩咐。
Let us to be willing to obey His commands.
我们必然得到神满满的赏赐。
And then we will receive His full reward.
我们的生活一定不会缺乏。
Our lives will lack not indeed.
一定得到饱腹。
And we will be full.
一定得到满足。
We will indeed be full.
再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him again.
151首。
151.